good morning, everybody. I trust everybody had a good weekend. I had a good weekend. It was relaxing. A lot of research. I just got to the point where Friday morning, I didn't really know even where to begin because there's so much uncertainty still what might happen. I came to the conclusion by Sunday night that the uncertainty is pretty certain. There's a couple things I do know and a couple things that I am concerned about that I'm going to share with all of you. One is the national debt is out of control. The other is we will see a negative downturn in the markets. I think it's going to be a little bit different this time around than in previous downturns. It is not going to be related probably to the economy, not yet. The economy is likely to stay somewhat healthy, but things are moving very, very quickly. And I think the markets are likely to drop a little bit sooner than the economy drops. I don't think the economy has to necessarily at this point start to really drop off before the markets begin to drop. I mean, this administration is not done with this. They're not done with the fear that needs to be put on in reference to COVID. They're not done with the fear that is going to be put into place due to the next crisis that they are likely to manufacture in order to generate fear. They know the American people are very vulnerable right now, and they will take advantage of this situation to accomplish their agenda. I think middle of next month, we're going to start seeing some very large traders starting to pull out of the market or getting more conservative. Now, the more conservative viewpoint is going to be good for utilities. It's going to be good for some financial stocks and some consumer staples. It's obviously going to be good for treasuries. But look, here's my concern. Jerome Powell doesn't have enough tools in the toolbox to do a lot. Now, one of the tools that he will have would be to cut interest rates. Wait a minute, we don't have any rates to cut. So we could see a situation where we get into negative interest rates, but that could exacerbate any kind of inflation. So he's going to have to be careful and do it very surgically if he is going to do that. But that is going to also absolutely destroy any confidence in consumers. And again, this is in the EU. This is America. And no matter what happens, consumer confidence is still going to be king at the end of the day. Of course, he can raise rates to strengthen the dollar. Maybe that helps a little bit on the commodity side of things, but don't see him doing that either. He's in a very difficult situation with very little ammunition and an incredibly overvalued market that he's got to be looking at. The overvaluation is about as high as it's been with a anti-corporate America, anti-growth, and a very pro higher taxes administration coming in. Put the other thing into perspective that is king that we ought to be thinking about. Cash is going to be king. It was king in 2008. It was king in 1999. It was king in 92. It was king in 87. Cash is going to be king. We are in very good position right now. I hope that most of us have probably more cash than we would like to have if we are very interested in investing. But look, I know all the alternatives being talked about out there with cash. But cash, the American dollar, is still going to be king for quite some time. I don't think there's any alternatives. You can go search alternatives other than other cash currencies like Swiss francs, which may be something that you want to consider. But remember, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, the Swiss government decided to manipulate their cash because too many people were buying it because of its value. And now it too has become a little bit irrationally cheaper. But I remind you that the Swiss franc, the Norway Corona, and others are manipulated downward. But the fact of the matter is the underlying fundamentals and strength of their economies are still very strong, and they can't manipulate that down, nor do they want to. As we think about our currency here in America, remember this. We're not going to have a Treasury Department under the Steve Mnuchin anymore. We're going to have a Treasury Department under somebody that is going to have the exact same ideology as the rest of the left. This is not going to be good for cash or Treasury positions either. So I think we could be looking at a possibility of very high inflation, and even by the end of the year being hyperinflated. I think we have time to move. I'm putting a strategy together. There is going to be some buying opportunities in all of this. So let's keep in mind to cling to or hold on to the cash position that we have. Doesn't mean we necessarily have to create more, but we should hold on to what cash we have. I think the buying opportunities are going to come as we try to get more quality in our portfolio. We sell some things, buy some others. We don't know what God's plan is. I feel like we are certainly, and I've been saying this for the last year and a half, as other people have, that we are living in the end times. If we just look at Revelation 22, we see at least three verses where the Lord is saying, hey, I'm coming quickly. Now, I don't know if that means I'm coming quickly once it gets started. I think it might. And if it does, then we can expect that. But I think we've got to be prudent and we've got to be wise, meaning that we are likely or could be missing out on some opportunity if things continue to run up. But I think it's better to give up some of the opportunity than to try to perfectly time where things are going. I will likely have our new asset allocation model and a number of other things on the website, New Portfolio Tracker, somewhere around the 18th to the 20th of this month. So be on the lookout for that. I am going to be changing the changes that I've already made that you haven't seen. I'm changing them again. We'll get those in there as well. Please keep the ministry in prayer that we would be able to decipher the times, understand the times. I pray God's blessing would be on me as I go through this analytical process that I'm going through. I want to do the best I possibly can for you, and I want to make sure that it is all in God's will and by God's leading. I hope you have a great day. Stay tuned because I'm going to continue this conversation throughout the week. God bless.